The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Today's going to be like, oh,
it's Monday.
It is. Very observant of you. Yeah, Monday, April 11th, 2016 is upon us. The MTV Movie Awards. The winners will go through for you here. But first, in the news, our conversation on the Good Day program starts. Richie and I have a focus on Denny Hastert and those sexual abuse allegations that people have been talking about. Well, last week there was a lot of noise about it. Over the weekend there was a lot of noise about it. But there's actually been noise about it since last year. And I think even prior to that, Richie, there were rumblings. There were rumors,
you know,
about him and this event or these events. Now it looks like there were four or five people that have come forth. And the court documents that were revealed on Friday, He is going to be sentenced, I think, in a couple of weeks. He paid millions of dollars. Those of you who don't remember the story, millions of dollars in hush money to at least one of the people accusing him of child molestation when he was a high school teacher and a wrestling coach. And then he lied about it to federal investigators. And once again, Rich, you are correct. They don't get him for doing, they haven't, this is not about what he did wrong. This is about his lying. That's the only way they really caught him.
Yeah.
He lied to the feds.
They'll never actually prove you did what they accuse you of.
Not at all.
But they can prove that you lied in some way or fashion or form when you talk about what they accuse you of.
Yeah.
So they get you on that.
Yeah. So the statute, and the reason they can't get him also is because the statute of limitations has expired on all these sexual abuse charges anyway, and his attorneys are arguing for probation. He's said, please, 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 please don't send me to jail. I've paid enough. It cost me a lot of money.
But
it's ruined my family.
That he's not in good health, and then he can barely get out of bed. And
yeah, right. All right, so he's had punishment enough. Yes or no? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Here from NBC Television is news reporter Pete Williams on the revelations.
For the first time, federal prosecutors say Dennis Hastert was paying hush money to a man who was 14 years old when Hastert sexually abused him in a motel room decades ago. The government says Hastert abused two other high school wrestlers and the team manager while he was the coach. Some of the incidents, the government says, were in the locker room at Yorkville High School. One victim said Hastert would sit in a reclining chair with a view of the stalls where the boys showered. In a pre-sentence memo, prosecutors say while Hastert enjoyed the benefits of a successful political career, his victims struggled and are still struggling with what he did to them, and all of them carry the scars of what happened. The wrestling team manager was identified previously as Steven Reinbolt, who died in 1995. His sister says it happened all through high school, though Hastert has denied it. Today, she says the disclosures prove her brother was right.
It's very validating to me that Steve's story is finally being believed and acknowledged. On the same light, it makes me extremely sad for the other boys that have gone through this.
Okay, so here's that's the NBC side. This is ABC's Brian Ross talking to the sister of one of Hastert's victims.
One of Hastert's alleged victims identified. This young man, Steve Reinbolt, the student manager for Hastert's high school wrestling team, who Hastert called in this 1970 yearbook inscription his great right-hand man.
He damaged Steve, I think, more than any of us will ever know.
Speaking publicly for the first time, Reinbold's sister Jolene says her late brother revealed what she called the dark secret of abuse when he told her he was gay.
I asked him, Stevie, when was your first same-sex experience? I mean, he just looked at me and said, it was with Dennis Hastert. And I was stunned. I said, why didn't you ever tell anybody, Stevie? I mean, he was your teacher. Why didn't you ever tell anybody? And he just looked at me and said, who is ever going to believe me in this town? Who is ever going to believe me?
So the two victims that had come forward, or of the victims who've come forward, there are two, and they seem to be the focus, Richie, of the conversation. Apparently,
both of them have died.
This is, listen to this. A cut from the conversation that this sister, Jolene Burge, had with Hastert at her brother's funeral.
Steve Reinbold died of AIDS in 1995. His sister says she confronted then-Congressman Hastert when he showed up unexpectedly at the funeral home.
He just stood there and stared at me, and then I just continued to say, I want you to know that your secret didn't die in there with my brother, and I want you to remember that I'm out here and that I know.
Then, 2 weeks ago, she says, the FBI showed up at her door to ask about her big brother Steve and tell her Dennis Hastert was about to be indicted.
There are no words to describe what it felt like to, you know, it's just like, Stevie, we've done it. It's going to happen. We got him.
Reinbold's sister says neither she nor her brother ever asked Hastert for any money. She first raised her allegations off the record 9 years ago with ABC News and the Associated Press. And she says she's going public now in hopes that other alleged victims of Hastert will feel they are not alone.
All right, so there's more to this. We'll pause for a few moments. And then there are a couple more pieces, including a lot of your comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. There's a lot of bleeping in reference to him going on, but I'll read you. I'll communicate as much as I can of some of the comments as we continue on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
16 at the hour on the Good Day program. We're talking about Denny Hastert and what he did and what people want to do to him. Here's another one of these news reports. This time Aaron Hiller reports on comedian Andy Richter's recent comments. Now, Andy Richter, isn't he the one on the air with Conan O'Brien?
With Conan O'Brien, yeah.
Is he really a comedian? I didn't realize he was a comedian.
Yes.
All right, anyway. He went to the same school that Hastert was the coach at. As a matter of fact, he was a student, Richter was, of Hastert.
Comedian Andy Richter, who attended the Illinois school where former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert coached wrestling decades ago, said a detail in court documents about the politician's alleged sexual abuse of at least four male students jogged a memory for him. Richter said for the first time in 30 years, he thought about the lazy boy type chair where prosecutors said Hastert would sit and watch as boys showered in the locker room. I remember this chair purportedly to keep boys from fighting, Richter wrote on Twitter late on Friday. He said he had not thought about the chair in 30 years and that no one apparently questioned it at the time.
All right, so here's what some of you have said about Denny Hastert. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Ron writes, this bleeping bleep deserves serious jail time. He cannot be charged for rape, but they got him for the payoffs. Throw the book at him. Mary writes, it's important Hastert get the maximum sentence, which is too little and isn't for the initial crime of raping children. Victims need to see that they have the courage to speak. Even powerful people will be held accountable, and this case presents more evidence why the statute of limitations regarding child rape needs to be abandoned. I can see a Law and Order SVU episode based around this, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, definitely.
What I'm thinking about is what they often, and one of the messages of the program is that people, even though they're threatened by more women, less powerful men that do this sort of thing, more powerful, in this case, the students less powerful, the teacher and the coach more powerful, so they don't come forward. They think they're going to be, I suppose human nature is going to be ramifications against them. So this is to encourage people, as that lady has just suggested, to come forth, because as we saw in the case of Penn State, you have all kinds of collusion and all kinds of protests, like the police. Was it the blue code of silence? They won't talk unless you get somebody to go. What was the guy's name? Paterno. What was the guy's name that went up the river for the rest of his life because of what he did at Penn State? Number two guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who remembers? But you know the story. Cherie says, am I imagining things, or is this type of thing not Jerry being
Sandusky,
exposed?
Thank you.
Sandusky, yes, right, thank you. Is this type of thing not exposed, involving men in politics more and more of late? Yeah, men in politics.
Back in the 60s and 70s, I think this stuff used to happen.
Oh, it's been happening forever.
You're right.
Proverbial perverts. James writes, once again, we need to ban Republicans from public restrooms in places where there are children. That's Come right. on, you jerk. You think Republicans are the only ones who do this? Get a life. Gregory writes, no more than 6 months. Am I the only one who thinks this is crazy? Let the old man die in prison where he belongs. I don't know that I disagree with that, frankly. Allison writes, why is there an expiratory date on sexual offenses? It isn't like the victims can ever forget about it. So some good comments, thoughtful comments, productive, provocative and productive comments. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 21 past the hour.
OT.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Stockwell, who is the forbidden doctor. I like Jack because he does have different ideas, progressive ideas. He is a Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife come up with great ideas, and they last year or so have been doing this podcast. This week, I think your focus is how to figure out if you have cancer, if I'm not mistaken, from our conversation the other day. Is that right?
Yeah, how you can tell if cancer has already started or how your body functions when it's healthy. Looking at both of those topics, you can see, well, wait, something might be going on here that isn't readily apparent.
Yeah. So, good news, information galore. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, not only for that, but for his enzymes and other products that are really valuable and very, not valuable and helpful, I think, are two different value judgments, but both applicable here. Black Americans are under-prescribed pain medication, according to a study this week. People who are black are systematically undertreated for pain relative to whites, according to this result of overprescription and overuse of pain medications for whites. I mean, I think that's the way I've turned it around, so that it appears to me that we over-treat and overprescribe, and so maybe in this circumstance, black Americans are lucky because even though there's discrimination here and racism, it seems to benefit black people and doesn't benefit white people because there are a lot of things, a lot of false beliefs when it comes to this sort of thing that are held, Jack, and we all know the placebo effect, and it isn't used as much on black people as it is white people. So what do you make of this? Is it true that white patients get more prescriptions and are over-medicated?
Well, in the studies and statistics that they put together as a result of that seem to indicate that that is definitely the case. I remember when I was in school, when we were studying the skin, there was four layers to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Asian skin or African skin or Northern European skin or Polynesian skin, you're going to find different characteristics of it. And so they always, the racist concept that African American skin was thicker than white skin
because of different fat depositions, and that kind of bred other kinds of ideas that led into some racist thinking that somehow African Americans didn't require as much painkiller as whites, which is absolutely ridiculous. One thing that's absolutely true about the literature in the research, regardless of what you're looking at, you're going to find what you want based on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these racist ideas have sprung up at different areas around the country, and I think it's true. Black Americans do not get the pain killer that they really need in some of these more archaic areas of the country that think like that.
Yeah. All right, so you draw your own conclusions. How about this business about meldonium, which is the performance enhancer that nobody can really prove is an enhancer or does anything, has been banned now, supposedly. A number of athletes have failed tests, tested the lady who is the tennis player, I think is the reason it came to the surface, Maria Sharapova. But what do we know about this stuff? I mean, a lot of other
it improves blood flow. I mean, it's something that was developed, I don't know, 3 or 4 decades ago. Mm-hmm. And it was used in conjunction with lisinopril, a drug to dealing with congestive heart failure and regular heart disease, that would help to improve blood flow through the coronary tree. Well, the coronary tree is what feeds the heart its oxygen and nutrients.
Right. It's nitrate. It's like Super Beets. The stuff is the same as Super Beets. I said that before, and it's like, and you need it also as a magnesium base to it, which we all need. So I think this is a lot of hooey, frankly. But Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
One of the internet's busiest agricultural websites gets a new look and feel. Details today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Agriculture.com was Meredith Corporation's first website and one of the earliest websites ever. Dave Kearns was very involved in the 1995 launch. Today he's the editorial content director for Successful Farming and has overseen Agriculture.com's latest remodel.
We are actually on a really cutting-edge web platform that allows us to deliver the same experience no matter what kind of device, no matter what kind of screen you're looking at the website on.
Kern says the new version of the site is called Successful Farming at Agriculture.com.
We know farmers are always looking for information when they are out in the field or at the elevator, and we need to be ready for that, and we are today.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good morning to Margaret and to Raphael listening, and Bill as well, to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and my friend Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Once again, this weekend, a lot of focus on concussions and the National Football League. This becomes their, a lot of people beating this drum now. I wouldn't tell you without sounding hopefully like an egotistical maniac that I was the first person publicly in the media to get on this many years ago, and it has turned out to be not something I'm happy about, but at least somebody was at it. There were so many leaks at the NFL, so many threats that heads would roll if this became public. The NFL has done all it could, but now they seem to be, they understand, for whatever the reason, maybe there's certain, because of this stuff, there's a certain emphasis on their future, and if they don't come clean on some of this stuff, but the other side of it is they tried as much as they could. That movie Concussion that was out last fall, they had a serious play in editing out a lot of stuff that made them look a lot worse than they did even after that movie came out.
I think they see the handwriting on the wall that the sport in 50 years from now might not be around if they don't do something about it now.
Sports correspondent John Jacobson, one of the good sports radio hosts, reporting on A.J. Tarpley. Why do I know that name? Who do you play for? Do you know, Richie?
I think he played for the Bills.
Bills?
Yeah.
Decided to retire, and it was just after his first season. So he only played one season in the NFL. He's concerned about concussions, so he's out of there.
It is one and done after a great high school and college football career. Wayzata High School grad A.J. Tarpley has retired from the National Football League after playing one season with the Buffalo Bills. The 23-year-old Tarpley announced his retirement on Instagram Wednesday, saying he had suffered the third and fourth concussions of his career last season with the Bills. He goes on to say that he is, quote, walking away from the game I love to preserve my future health, unquote.
All right. Here's Matt Lombardi, one of A.J. Tarpley's high school football coaches, reacting to the decision that he made, Tarpley made, to retire.
It was something really we haven't talked about preceding it, so it was one of those things that when I saw it, you first go, whoa, that kind of came out of nowhere. But I'm happy for him. I think he's had an unbelievable, obviously, a career. And I mean, you graduate with a Stanford degree, you get to go to the NFL. He has done things that are beyond, I think, even his own expectations early on. So I think I'm still very, very proud of him. Obviously, he made a decision that he feels was right for him, and that I'm proud of, too.
All right. So under the circumstances, is it one and done, as was suggested there? He took his money and ran. How much money did he make? Richie's working on that.
Well,
now.
I mean, you make at least, $600,000-$700,000.
I think he made more than that. So.
Yeah,
right. But that's not enough to retire on, for heaven's sake.
No, but it gives you a nice little head start.
Yeah, it does. If you invest it properly, you might be okay. Here's former linebacker Chris Borland, who made headlines about a year ago, as I remember. He retired because he was concerned about the same thing. And he talked about his decision to retire after he had only played one season as well in the NFL.
I've always been aware of the dangers, or I thought I was. In fall camp, sustained a hit, and it was nothing out of the ordinary for a linebacker, a physical play. And just thought to myself after that, is this the route I'm going to go? How many times am I going to do this? For how long? And what are the real consequences? So it triggered a change in thought for me. And subsequently, I did a lot of research and ultimately came to the conclusion that, no, it wasn't worth it for me personally. There's a lot of vernacular in football about getting your bell rung or getting dinged, and it was one of those instances. The hit itself wasn't cataclysmic. It just changed the way I approached the game. You know, people talk about knowing the risk going in, and I think guys understand, of course, it's not good for you. But I don't think even the top neurologists truly understand the risks and the connections. So that's what I found in my research, and it's just too much unknown for me, and there's been too many tragedies for me to be comfortable playing.
All right, so I believe, Richie, let me just give some of you a little background into this from my perspective. About five, maybe 6 years ago, I went to a company in Denver called Seriscan. A fellow who runs it happens to be a personal friend of mine, and I wanted to help. This is a company that was about to go out of business. He and a couple of friends took it over, and they've done magnificently well helping people and putting this company on the map, because at the time he took over, they negotiated a contract with the NFL because the NFL was concerned about rumors that the concussions were causing. That's what they said. You know, concussions, we don't know. We better find out. So they had all of the could it be there are 3,400 players in the NFL? Nah, it can't be that many. How many players are there? I'm trying to remember how many.
32 teams, 100 guys.
Really?
50,
it could be.
Get down to 55.
Yeah, but they had them all tested. So I mean, that number may be right in my mind. It was over 3,000 anyway. They tested 3,000 players.
Well, you bring the practice squad in too, so.
Yeah, okay. So they use that as the baseline, and then the benchmark was all of the information together. And so in order to help them promote what they were doing, because I thought it was a good idea, I went out there and I had my brain tested, the same as the NFL players are getting their brains tested. And I saw a lot but not only was I concerned about what I saw about my brain, but when they used these benchmark brain scans to evaluate other people. And so I looked at all of this stuff. I was concerned about me for sure because of some of the things that came out. I have since changed a lot of the things in my life and how I live. And had it not been that I did that, who knew? The guy said that in 6 to 7 years I'd start showing signs of not being able to remember anything anymore. So every time
that's
I
a wake up call, huh?
Yeah, right, of course it is. So, but I had the Country's Best evaluate. One of the people at Mass General, who is known around the world as a specialist in dementia and Alzheimer's, he tested me, and he said, no, they didn't read it right, but that's okay. I still want to take precautions because you never know. Who am I going to bet on? I'm going to want to believe the guy from Mass General, but I'm also going to have in the back of my mind, okay, these guys over here said this, that, and the other thing. So the point that I'm making here is that from that information, I started fanning out because I have a sizable audience on this program. I actually went to, I was on the board of directors at that time at my alma mater, the board of trustees, Heidelberg University, Northwest Ohio, and I brought this information to the board in a way in which I really didn't want to bring it to them the way I did. It was sort of quietly because the president of the school said that if I brought the information to them and made it public, it would ruin the school. It would put the school out of business because we have every year a couple of hundred guys admitted to the school to play football. They're on the squad. I think that year they're 137, but it's usually that number or more that are part of the admissions every year. So you pull that many out, or you scare people, and it ruins the admission process and therefore the school's cash flow. And I was not happy about it. I did what I was asked to do, and that's not bring it forward. But it since has come out, and he looked foolish, and the people on the board, they didn't like the fact that I had this information, looked foolish. But that wasn't my, that wasn't my reason for doing it. My reason for doing it is because I, A, thought that we ought to know what's going on. B, we were liable. If you have football players getting injured, it's pretty easy for parents and the players themselves to sue the school. So anyway, it was all of that stuff and the cover-ups and the BS. It's just, and this, and in Ohio, between the three states where people go whack job on football, high school football, especially college football, yes, look at OSU. Look at the money that goes to Ohio State because of football. So Florida, Ohio,
huge.
And Texas, these states, I've been, even now when I talk about this, you'll get a phone call or two or three or four from people who say that I'm a dirty piece of manure because I'm telling people not only about the situation here, but if you let your children play football, you're an irresponsible parent, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not afraid to say that, even though it angers a lot of people. It is what it is, in my opinion. You have your opinion. I have mine, but mine is based on facts. What's yours based on? 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief.
Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Doug Stanford of the Good Day program at 46 past the hour, 14 before the hour. Our focus on, we do in this hour of the program, as much as I can during the course of the week, in-depth coverage of certain stories that are very conversational, have that value. And in this case, this is one of my pet peeves. So the number of people who've decided to retire after playing in the NFL, one of the things that separates, for me anyway, this distinction of NFL players versus, let's say, high school players, especially even kids that are younger than that, and maybe some college players. By the time you're in college, you know what's going on. And certainly, if you're a parent, you would have to have been living under a rock for the past 4 or 5 years as this thing became more and more public. So if you allow or encourage your child to play football, I believe that you're irresponsible, very irresponsible. But then when it goes up the food chain to the NFL, by that time you know what you're exposing yourself to, and you're getting paid a lot of money. So if you sign along the dotted line, it's like they say in some, you know, when you go to the store and you buy something, and by signing this document for your credit card, you admit to or agree to the terms of our sale and this 15 pages worth of stuff that you're never going to read. Well, I'm sure the agents know for these players. They all have agents like actors, right? They don't. Yep. All of these players have agents?
Yep.
So the agent knows what's going on. The player knows what's going on. So by signing a contract to play for whatever team, you're admitting and acknowledging that you know how dangerous the game is. So it may seem strange for you to hear me say, I don't think the NFL is really liable. At this, maybe they were before, but now everybody knows what the problem is. You know what you're going to get into if you're playing football.
One of my best friends growing up is the NFL salary cap manager for the NFLPA, the Players Association.
Really?
Yeah, and so he sees every contract.
Yep.
For every NFL player.
Yeah.
And helps on the player's behalf negotiate them with the team. And I want to ask him, because I don't know that I've ever talked to him about this, whether there is any kind of wording in the team contracts that admits any kind of liability for any kind of these injuries.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that we've ever talked about that, so I'm going to find out.
That is. That's a very interesting idea. All right, so anyway, here's former running back, I don't know that we have time for this, Richie. Let's do Jim McMahon, a former quarterback, cut 174, talking about how he was tested on the sidelines during a game when he'd been hit hard.
I remember this, yeah.
When I meet people, you know, 2 minutes later, I'm like, what's that guy's name again? You know, those kind of things. It's just, or when my friends call and leave me a message, you know, I'll read it and, you know, I guess I'll delete it before I, you know, respond, and then I forget, you know, who called me or who left me a message.
Yeah. So that's the sort of thing that goes on. That's when you know there's something on that's not good. Now, how old would McMahon be Richie? 30s, 40s?
No, he's 50.
Oh, is
50
he?
50 couple, yeah.
When did, who did he play for?
And
when
the
did
Bears. Won a Super Bowl for the Bears in the 80s. Right.
Oh, would that be when, that was the one when I was running EI that day, 85, uh-huh. The Bears beat the Patriots?
Yes.
Was that, I thought I recognized his name. Okay, yeah. All right, so he's showing signs of early onset dementia, which leads to Alzheimer's, and so what does he do now? He didn't know then, but the NFL knew then, so he's got a case again, but now I think it's hard to bring a case against him. Okay, food for thought, 51 after a good day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We have joining us Dr. David Atkins, who's the Acting Chief Research and Development Officer for the VA. He was Director of Health Services Research and Development for the VA. And so under the circumstances, the Department of Veterans Affairs has come under scrutiny, Dr. Atkins. Do you think that the criticisms that have been labeled have been fair? I think it's because if people know you're from the VA, they're going to want to ask and want to have that question answered. So even though it's not necessarily the focus of our conversation, what say you about the conditions now that veterans have to generally face when it comes to getting health care?
Well, Doug, I think it's clear that we had problems and were slow to address them in certain parts of our system. I think I would say the average quality of care in the VA is very good, but there were certainly pockets where we weren't able to keep up with the influx of new veterans and weren't able to hire the number of providers to make sure we could deliver care in a timely way. So I think some of the issues that we've been criticized for were real, and I think our new leadership is working hard to address those. I think what sometimes gets lost in the news stories as we do work on those parts of the problems is that the number of veterans we are serving well, I think on average, our access to care for veterans is comparable to what you'd get at trying to see a provider under Medicare. But our goal is to make sure that no matter where you live in the VA, you're able to get in to see your doctor when you need to. And we're making progress and still have room to go.
I think that's where I come down. I've been very critical on the air of the Veterans Administration. And when I do that, I get calls and people send me the social media comments, Twitter comments, that I'm wrong about their area. So I think what we come away with, Dr. Atkins, is that the discrepancy in care is locational, because there are many people who will tell me that the services in this particular hospital in this particular state are superb. It couldn't be better. I love it. And they don't understand what we're talking about with regard to how bad it is someplace else. So I think what you're saying, or what I'm hearing you say, is that they're trying, the people, including you, that are running the VA, are trying to get their, to try to get quality across the board, so that it's evenly, the application of healthcare is even, and I think that's probably part of the problem, because it wasn't. And one of the areas where there's been a lot of complaining has been in minority areas, where those people who have served our country, who are minorities, are not getting good health care. What do we do, or what are we doing, to ensure that they get what they're entitled to?
Yeah, so that's the area that we've been paying attention to for probably well on to two decades here. So we know that outside the VA and the U.S. at large, there are important health gaps. But even once you get in the door, we find that we aren't able to completely eliminate those disparities.
So what are you doing? What are the tools, maybe resources, that are available for people who are frustrated because they can't get the job done? Do they go to the research.va.gov website? Are there phone numbers to call? I mean, I want to try to make it easier. You say things are improving. I'll take you at your word. So how do we pass that information? One of the reasons you're here today is to pass that information along.
Mm-hmm. So certainly we got good information on our research website, www.research.va.gov. That will tell you about our research. If you go to the main VA website, which is www.va.gov, that has lots of information for patients about how to access care. I mean, I think what we've found through our research is that the reasons for the disparities are complicated, and they aren't all things that are happening in the clinic. So one of the biggest problems, especially with chronic disease, is knowledge and health understanding. And so getting started on blood pressure medication isn't the solution if when you go home you don't stay on that medication and you don't understand why it's important to take it even though you're not feeling well. So we're developing tools and education to try to help that. We're also trying to educate our clinicians so that when they're interacting with their patients, they're understanding what their patients are trying to tell them and understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Research.va.gov. Go there if you are a member of this group.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.